Yeah, believe it or not, this is Manele. Probably in the early or mid 50s, it was just a place where fishermen would come and moor their boats, and was as simple as having pipes driven into the sand to tie up to. But it was quite a busy place with all these boats, at least six in this picture, five or six in this picture. going down, you can see the next photograph is the start of the harbor construction. Now, Manele Harbor was built in response to the Lanai boat owners' concerns of having a safe harbor. About 1959, during a hurricane, many of the boats which were moored at Kamalapau were destroyed by the high winds and surf. So after that, the boat owners got together and organized and eventually got funding to build the current Manele Small Boat Harbor. So
I remember my dad, when he drove the Iowa's tug when it was bad weather in Kamalapau Harbor. He would have to take the tug to Manele Harbor to keep it safe. And yes, I understand about it being a really safe place to be, because once that surge came up in Kamalapau, it was very, very dangerous.
I think it's interesting, too, that you folks were just talking about how the side where all the piers are now, that was all dredged. That was not part of the natural beach, which I think a lot of people don't know. But at least it created a safe place for boats to moor.
And if you notice how the piers are, you know, in the 70s, you could hook halalu from the pier. So people were allowed to sit on the piers. And so I remember the fish coming around in kind of like a semicircle, and everybody had their bamboo poles in the water. And then when one pier would bite, and then it would be the next pier. So it was kind of like a take turn. But it was a fun time back then going to Hukalalu at Small Boat Harbor. And locals call it Black Sand. I remember that.